Children, what do you remember about David? Can you remember who David is in the Word or what he did? Remember anything about David? Who did he kill? Yes?
Goliath.
Remember the giant? David was the one who killed Goliath with a sling. You remember him? Now, David was someone whom the Lord anointed. That means he called his servant Samuel, who was a priest and a prophet, and he told Samuel to take a ram's horn like this, fill it up with olive oil, and then pour it on David's head and tell him that he is going to be the next king. And so David was the Lord's anointed, someone anointed by the Lord. And then, in the story that we're going to read today, though, there was another king, the first king, and his name was King Saul. And Samuel was sent by the Lord to anoint King Saul before he anointed David. And Saul was a good king for a while, but then Saul stopped following the Lord, and he didn't do what the Lord told him to do. And then after that, the evil spirit started to really bother Saul and to make him kind of crazy. And Saul found out that the Lord had chosen David to be the next king, and he knew that the people loved David, and that made Saul jealous. Saul wanted his son Jonathan to be the next king instead of David. But Jonathan, his own son, loved David, and he knew that the Lord had chosen David to be the king, and Jonathan wanted David to be the king. And so King Saul, being kind of crazy, took his own spear while David was sitting at his supper table and threw it at David to kill him. Twice he tried that, but David ducked both times, and the spear stuck in the wall instead. And after the second time, David knew he had to run away. So he ran away to the mountains and hid from Saul there. And a whole group of men came to David, and they wanted David to be their leader, and they hid with him. Now in this story today, Saul has gathered together a big army to hunt David. He wants to kill him. But listen what happens in this story. Hear the word of the Lord in the first book of Samuel, chapter 24. And Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. That's where David was living. And he came to the fences of the flock on the way, and a cave was there. And Saul came in to shelter his feet. And David and his men were sitting in the sides of the cave. So do you understand what's happening? Saul has gone into this cave to lie down, and David and his men are hiding in the sides of this cave. Does Saul know that David and his men are in there? What do you think? Does he know? No, he doesn't know that. So Saul has come right in where David is. Now listen what David does. And David's men said to him, "Behold, this is the day of which Yehovah said to thee, Behold, I will give thine enemy into thy hand, and thou shalt do to him as it shall be good in thine eyes." It's like the Lord has given Saul into David's hand, and he can do whatever he wants to Saul. What is David going to do? And David arose and cut off the wing, which means a piece of Saul's robe. See here, Saul had a robe, and David cut off a piece of it secretly. So Saul didn't know that David had done this. And it was after this that David's heart smote him. He felt badly about this because he had cut off Saul's wing. And he said to his men, "Far be it from Yehovah to me that I should do this thing to my Lord, to the anointed of Yehovah, to put forth my hand against him. For he," meaning Saul, "he is the anointed of Yehovah. The Lord picked him. What am I doing hurting him in this way?" And David held back his men with these words and did not let them rise up against Saul. See, a bunch of David's men wanted to kill Saul. And Saul rose up from the cave and went on his way. He never knew that David was there. And David rose up after this and went out from the cave and called after Saul and said, "My lord the king." And Saul looked behind him, and David bent his face to the earth and bowed down. He bowed down to Saul. And David said to Saul, "Therefore, art thou listening to the words of men, saying, 'Behold, David seeks to do evil to thee?'" He's saying to Saul, "Are people telling you that I want to hurt you? Are people telling you that? Behold, this day thine eyes have seen that Yehovah had given thee into my hand today in the cave, and one said to kill thee, but I spared thee, and I said, 'I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the anointed of Yehovah, and my father.'" David is calling Saul his father, which is a sign of love. "And my father, see also the wing of thy robe in my hand." So he's holding up the piece of cloth that he's cut off of Saul's robe. "For in that I cut off the wing of thy robe, and I did not kill thee, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I have not sinned against thee. But thou art stalking after my soul to take it." So he's saying, "See, I cut off your robe. I could easily have killed you, and you wouldn't even note it. But I didn't. All I did was cut off a piece of your robe." And it was when David completed speaking these words to Saul that Saul said, "Is this thy voice, my son David?" And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, "Thou art more just than I. You're a better man than I am. For thou hast repaid good to me, and I have repaid evil to thee. And thou hast told me today how thou hast done good to me, how Yehovah shut me up in thy hand, and thou didst not kill me." Now, what do you think the Lord is teaching us by this story about David and Saul? Can you think of something the Lord's teaching us here? For one thing, be good. That's right. Be good to each other. Do you think that each one of us is the Lord's anointed? Now, do you know what olive oil corresponds to? Think of the fact that it's golden and it's soft and smooth and it's good to eat and it can help your skin if you've had a cut. What do you think olive oil corresponds to? Do you want to guess, Malachi? The Lord's love. Now, does the Lord pour his love into every single one of us? Yes, he does. And just like he called David and Saul to do a special job for him to be his king, the king over Israel, does the Lord call each one of us to do a special job for him in his kingdom? Does the Lord have a special job for you in his kingdom? Do you think so? What do you think? Do you think he does? Yes, he does. He makes every single one of us different with a special job that we can do, that nobody else in the whole universe can do for other people in his kingdom. So each one of us is the Lord's anointed in that way. Now, what if somebody that you know hurts you? They say something nasty to you and they make you feel bad, or they trip you or something like that. Now, that would be sort of like Saul wanting to hurt David. And the question is, what should you do back? Should you push them back? Should you say something nasty back to them? What were you going to say? You should be good to them, shouldn't you? You shouldn't hurt them. Do you know what it's called if someone pushes you and you push them back? What's that called? Taking revenge. That's right. And if you take revenge, what usually happens? You push them, they push you, they push you harder, you push them harder, it gets worse and worse and worse, right? And who wins? Maybe you push them down and you go away laughing. Did you win? Well, maybe you could say you sort of won, but who really won? The evil spirits. They're making both of you miserable. They're teaching you to be ugly to people. They are winning. They're getting chains wrapped around your soul. They're winning and you're losing. You might feel like you win, but you really lose. Now, in heaven, what do the angels do for each other? Yes? They do everything they can to protect each other. The Lord's love pours into them and they want to share it with other people. How can I help you? How can I keep you safe? And because they share that, it comes back to them. Other angels want to help them. And so in heaven, things get better and better. But in hell, it's the opposite. In hell, evil spirits hate each other's guts. And they might be friends for a little while they're beating up on somebody else. But as soon as that's over, they hate each other again. And because they pour hatred and hurt out toward each other, guess what comes back to them? Hatred and hurt, and it gets worse and worse. Except that the Lord sends his angels and controls it. So we have a choice. Do we want to be like the evil spirits, or do we want to be like angels? Yes, you're right. And so we have a choice. That's the thing that this story is teaching us. What we do for other people is what's going to come back to us. So we can remember, like King David, that every single person here is the Lord's anointed. And even if that person is acting badly on a certain day, maybe they are tired or something, he's still the Lord's anointed. The Lord has a special job for him, and we should help him or her learn to do that job and not try to hurt them. Amen.